Let's talk about the Larry Sanders Show, episodes 12 and 13, The Roast and Larry's New Love. I feel like The Roast was really just an excuse to book a bunch of friends, including the amazing Carl Reiner, and have them do some funny bits, and I loved it. That was fine. I didn't even care.
I agree with every word you just said, except for I loved it. I thought it was fine.
Isn't it weird? The episode before they actually do the roast is kind of not very good. Did anyone else feel that? I felt like why are they like this is
oh,
just
you mean
kinda,
leading up to the actual roast?
Yeah.
The in studio stuff what is I'm like saying is like wild. It really just felt like this is an excuse to book all these people in, and where are we going with this? Mm-hmm. And then they do the roast, and I'm like, all right, this is fun. Especially Carl Reiner. Maybe it's just you put Carl Reiner in something, you know, rest his soul, and
Boss mode. Like you press that button, and it's like, well, I can't not love this now.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I
thought, you know, seeing a Bill Maher kind of being bitchy was sort of funny. The Al Franken bit was awkward.
I thought
and
it was
weird.
Novel that they wrote Bill Maher as funny.
We wrote that for Brian. That's funny.
Can we get a safety on that? One of the interesting things about the roast, especially given the episode after it, is like, oh, Hollywood thinks Larry is gay. Like,
oh, no. I think the joke was nobody's gay in Hollywood. And just calling people gay was funny in the early 90s, as best I can tell. It was the
waning days of like, you know, what's funny, imply somebody's gay.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It was weird. I thought it was weird because there's really not a lot in the rest of the show to indicate any of that. So I did have.
No, that's a roast trope.
Right.
Especially of the 60s. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe they're mocking that roast trope.
I don't want to give them even that much credit. I think it's the fading echoes of that.
Yeah. Probably mm-hmm. is.
Yeah.
Larry's New Love was a fine episode. Larry, getting taken advantage of by a young and up and coming starlet. Classic Larry Sanders situation. And then the scales were torn from my eyes by Bryce, who pointed out who that young starlet was.
Wait, who is she?
Oh, wait, no, I'm confusing this with another episode, but this was Melinda McGraw as the young starlet, right? No, forget everything I just said. It has nothing to do with this episode, but we do have a classic Larry Sanders episode.
Well, and it's interesting because this is one where normally the punchline would be, no, she's not being nefarious. Everyone's just kind of being, you know, being a D-bag.
Right, but no, but she's very much like, yo, what up? I'm hotter than Hank. Why am I not doing the mermaid bit?
So how do I get my own show?
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I think, I don't know, certainly like there's a lot there. Are decades on the timer of these episodes, but this seeing, you know, like watching that sketch, like that was actually a pretty funny sketch. We don't actually see, I don't personally think a lot of the actual show, the Larry Sanders Show, is very good.
No, and it's not meant to be, I don't think.
Yeah, but that sketch was like actually really, really fun. It was one of the few times where it's like, you're really on fire. And I was like, yeah, that was actually really good.
Yeah, I think maybe that's on purpose, is let's actually write a good sketch for Melinda McGraw to be in so that it is threatening to Hank, right?
So it's obvious to everybody at home that
they're
Hank
like, oh,
does have she something
really
to
is
worry
better.
About. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Also, Paul Westerberg. I forgot about his like post-replacement solo work. It was nice. I enjoyed hearing him.
Oh, the music act from the very start of the show.
Yes. The Replacements? No. Okay, never mind. Sorry, just Tom. Me. More of my God. 90s music nostalgia
I'm
was
so
fulfilled
glad that
by
Bryce
Paul
and
Westerberg.
I are in the young people club.
Well, see, when you turn 50, you start to realize that Jeff Foxworthy isn't funny.
But also, this is the finale for the season. We're coming up on the final season of the show.
I don't know how to feel about that. It, I mean, yay, yeah, we've made it this far, but also I'm going to miss it. It's been a good, steadfast show.
Yeah, I think I'm in denial.
It's doubly complicated. You know what? When we do hit the end, maybe Bryce, I don't know if you ever watched it. I'm pretty sure Tom and I did, but I would love to just hear your review of the Zen Diaries of
I tipped you off about that show, I believe.
Right. Look, there's a service called HBO, Bryce. I want you to try it out sometime.
Oh, Max, the thing with the Cartoon Network.
No, without the Max. Okay.
But yeah,
so if you've already seen it, then maybe we can revisit it or something. I don't know. I feel like we should feel differently about that story, having come through the whole journey.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, yeah. So next week we begin season 6, and I refuse to acknowledge that that is the last season. There will magically be more seasons of Larry Sanders, and it will never end.
In Tom's head, he's just writing more scripts.
That is The Larry Sanders Show, episodes 12 and 13, The Roast and Larry's New Love. Next week, more Larry Sanders Show, season 6, Lovecraft Country, episode 2, and Star Trek Lower Decks, episode 3. Thank you all for hanging out with us, and thank you for supporting us. Patreon.com/cordkillers. We'll spoil you again next time.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.